Good morning, we're continuing Chayot Mehilchos Shabbos, and we are finishing off a Kal Chavav Chav Zayin, which is the Lacha of Kesher and Matir. And we saw Simon Yud Aleph, where the Chayotim introduces an idea, and that there are certain Zeris Terbonim. We have this idea before, looking back in the Kal, in Simon Vav, that things with the Derek was to make a knot Bereshon. Because I'll ask you to put them in, because you might come to make that knot. So this is another example of the Gzeirah Drabanan. Another example of this, or these Gzeirah Drabanan, are a case where a person would make a knot, which he plans to make for less than 24 hours. So it's not a Kesher Shakayama, but it is. Common to leave the knot there, like we're saying over here, or along the same lines, so you might leave that knot in place. A person might decide just to leave the knot, or a person might decide instead to make a knot which he plans to leave. Even going to do it in a way which wouldn't be usher, but if the derech would be to make it in a knot which was going to be usher, so both of those are going to be considered this gzeirah drabanan, because I were afraid the person will end up making a knot. So a person has to do it in such an extraordinary way that wouldn't come to that. So an interesting example of that this Rafal gives is a person who's blowing up a balloon. So a person blows up a balloon, the common thing is you do it after you blow it up, you tie it off. That knot that you tie off, even though it's many times just a single knot, the single knot in the item itself is considered a kesher shakayama, considered a kesher uman. A single knot at the end of a rope is considered a kesher uman, and if you decide to leave it there, it's going to be kesher shakayama. Even if the balloon pops, if you do not plan to remove that knot, we already discussed this idea, that's considered a kesher shakayama. So if a person blows up the balloon, with the goal is to then let go and let the air fly out and have the balloon fly around, and that's the game that one is playing. So there's no gzeirah that they might come to make a knot, because they don't want to make a knot. They want to leave the opening open. But if the person wants to tie it off, even if they would tie it off with a bow, since the derech is to put a knot instead of a bow, it's going to be a problem. And even if they make the knot that they would make it with intention to remove within 24 hours. Again, since the derech is that many times it's just to leave it there, so we have this example, the person might decide to leave it there. So we have, even if a person doesn't do it the way which is a knot, you might do it with a knot, that's the standard way of doing it. And even if a person does it in less than 24 hours, he might decide to leave it there for more than 24 hours. He might decide to leave it there permanently. In a case where the person, the derech is to leave it there for a longer period of time and not for permanent. So that, according to Rashi, is not a kesher shakayama. The Raisa, according to Rambam, is not a kesher shakayama. Not even also the Rabbanan. According to Rashi, is also the Mirabbanan. We're not going to answer not for less than 24 hours, a gzeira to a drabonon. The concern we have is a case where a person might decide to leave it there permanently. And so something which a person makes a knot and they leave the knot in as they discard it, we already pointed out, that's still called a kesher shakayama, even though you don't use the knot anymore, but you never undid the knot. So that would be a problem. So Rafalk has a fascinating a theoretical example of this. A person puts on a disposable apron made of this very thin plastic, and he ties it in the back. So many times to take it off, they just rip off the strip which holds it in place instead of trying untying the thing. It's not worth it. Not worth their while. They're not really going to be using it. So that's a knot which stays in place. So theoretically, we should have a problem on Shabbos. A person wants to use such a disposable apron, can one do so? He says he thinks he could. Because tearing off the strip would become the malach of kareya, so a person would not do that. So the person would definitely untie it before to take it off. So since a person who's keeping Hilchos Shabbos, what we could expect from him to do, even though in the week he would leave it there on Shabbos, he's going to dafka and do it in order to get it off, because it's not correct halachically to tear it. So there's no gzeira that a person may decide to leave it there for more than 24 hours, because he needs to take it off, unless he wants to sleep with it for the next 24 hours, which obviously is not really realistic. So he feels that there's no concern in that situation of using that. I'm just pointing it out, there's a fascinating application which we don't even stop to think about. This gzeira d'rabbanan theoretically might be negay over there, and he points out why he feels that it's not so, but we see how far-reaching these gzeiras apply. Bezrat Hashem, we will start the new malacha of Tofer in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.